From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. An attempted coup in Turkey 1 year later. The people of Turkey are taking part in marches and rallies, remembering the July 15, 2016 attempted military coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Zlatica Hoc reports.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara, James Jeffrey, says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary, and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
Following the coup attempt, more than 50,000 people were arrested and some 100,000 public employees were fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in the state of Arizona for another week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot from his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places a vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are honoring the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps 75 years ago. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July of 1942. The Prime Minister spoke at the memorial.
What happened here on that day in the heart of Paris, multiplied by 400 times, 400 Parises, and you will get the scale, the enormous scale of the destruction of European Jewry, the destruction of our children.
Pro-Palestinian and other activists protested Netanyahu's appearance, criticizing Jewish settlement policy and the blockade of Gaza. Macron is holding separate talks with Netanyahu later on Sunday. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, whom they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting. There were no Israeli casualties. On Sunday, Iraqi police paraded through Baghdad in celebration of the recapture of Mosul from the Islamic State group IS. Mosul is the second largest city in northern Iraq and was the militant's primary stronghold in the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the liberation of Mosul on the 10th of July, describing it as an absolute victory after months of fierce fighting with IS. At the parade on Sunday, the Iraqi Interior Minister had this to say. The people of Iraq were victorious. Iraq was victorious over IS and terrorism. Mosul was the last stage of the mythical state, this alleged state built on falsehoods. So Iraq was united and the entire world was united with Iraq. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Xu Jiyong was freed Saturday after serving a four-year sentence. His lawyer said Xu was in good health, but offered no further details. He was convicted in 2014 for organizing an illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order, a vague charge activists say has been used to muzzle government critics. For more on this story, go to voanews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.